You may remember the Ricola cough drop commercials. One man shouts Ricola while another blows into what is called the Alp horn. The long horn is originally from the Swiss Alps, but its rich tune will be coming to the mountains around Lake Tahoe in the summer and fall. Cole Payne has more for KUNR.
Eight musicians stand on a tree-lined hill in Davis Creek Regional Park as snow falls. They hold one end of their nearly 10-foot horns in their hands, the other resting on the ground. They put their lips to the mouthpieces of the traditional Swiss Alp horns and create a melody that is heard throughout the campground. The Alp horn is typically played at high elevations with little to no foliage, producing an echo off Rocky Mountain walls that can travel for miles. For the Sierra Alp horn players, that makes the mountains of northern Nevada and California a perfect spot to play. Lindsay Jones and his wife, Brandy, founded the group and co-own Silver and Brass Instruments. Together, they lead the rehearsal. There's no conductor. The musicians use each other to keep the tempo. Watching the rehearsal is Swiss native Hedwig Mueller Dawson, who's lived in Reno since 1978. Alp horns and yodeling were a large part of her childhood, and she still yodels at the tops of mountains to this day. She says that seeing the Alp horns here in Nevada is like an American seeing a football star in another country.
Well, it, for me, I must say it touches my heart. It just gets back to the roots of where I came from. Yeah.
This summer, visitors to Incline Village will hear the echoes of these horns high in the mountains and even get a chance to play themselves. The University of Nevada, Reno, Lake Tahoe campus will host a 3-day Alp horn seminar in June. Sponsored by Alpensong, the seminar will teach attendees about the history of the Alp horn and how to play melodies more than 200 years old. Lindsay says, world-class players will be there to lead rehearsals and discussions, including William Hobson, who teaches at the Swiss Alp horn School in Switzerland and has performed at concerts throughout Europe. Then, in October, the Sierra Alp horn players are hosting the Tahoe Alp horn Experience. For 4 days, guests will learn to play together before taking the tram to Palisades Tahoe High Camp with their horns. Lindsay says, his favorite part of playing the horn is surprising others out in nature.
They come over and they ask us all kinds of questions. And, you know, it's not immediately apparent looking at the horns that they even come apart. So we're, you know, 10 miles in the backcountry in the wilderness just playing our horns into a lovely alpine valley and listening to the echoes. And people see us at a distance and are just completely amazed and confused.
Both events will have concerts, field trips, and chances to bond with fellow players. Beginners are more than welcome, Lindsay says. Their newest member, Chris Clarkston, has played the French horn since middle school, but has always wanted to try the Alp horn. He met Lindsay and Brandy while getting his French horn repaired at their shop and was quickly recruited to the group. Clarkston says it's an escape from his job as a veterinarian, but also a source of community.
I think live music like this really brings people together, and there's so much history in it that is so fascinating, and it's an art form that we really want to continue.
The Sierra Alp horn players invite anyone to attend their weekly rehearsals at Davis Creek Regional Park, whether they want to learn or simply listen. After the rehearsal, Lindsay offers to let me play his horn covered in national park badges. I'm not ready for a Ricola commercial, but I could feel the power of the horn vibrating deep in my chest. I plan to try again at their next rehearsal and maybe learn to hold a note. For KUNR News, I'm Cole Payne.
Cole Payne is a student at the Reynolds School of Journalism. The story was produced in partnership with the school's Lake Tahoe News Project.